What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bird Show.
All right, so here was our experiment. I mean, we've all seen this play out, either live or in a movie or on YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. When a dude publicly proposes marriage to a woman and she says yes, it's the same response over and over and over again.
Oh, cheers and claps.
Oh,
and
congratulations.
We even tested it out a few years ago in the coffee mm-hmm. shop. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. first thing in the morning, it was live, and it was Phil Tarano, right?
Mm-hmm. And Tracy.
Proposing to producer Tracy, and he got claps and cheers, mm-hmm. and everybody's so proud. It just warms everyone's heart. Oh, mm-hmm. look at that. He loves her.
Well, now things are different. You can have life partners. You get married in some states here. Mm-hmm. So we thought, okay, let's just test this reaction. If a man proposes a life partnership to another man, will we get the same reaction?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the premise behind this whole thing.
Right.
All right, so let's talk to the players that we thought would be great during this whole role play. And let's bring Carl up here.
Come on,
producer Carl.
Carl
for a second. All right, so now I wasn't here for this conversation. What staff member initially proposed this idea to you?
It was Tracy.
Tracy.
Okay. And it went down like this. She sent the email saying, come talk to me. I have something I want to ask you, a segment I want you all to do. And I think it said something like, you know, no, she, when I got over there, she said, if you want to do it. And I thought to myself, there's nothing, you know, I'm a team player. I'm down like four flat tires, y'all. There's nothing I won't do. I couldn't think of nothing that she would ask me that I wouldn't do.
Right.
Smack me right in the face with this question.
All right, so why?
Yeah.
I mean.
What's the problem?
Well, you got it. What was the question that she asked you?
The question is, she said, I want you and intern Brandon to go out and act as if you all are gay and one of you all to propose to each other.
Okay.
And then I took a step back like, okay, no, hold on a second. Don't jump too fast at this because, you know, I'm dealing with more. I'm dealing with everything, right?
I want to know what you're dealing with. What's going through your head?
I'm dealing with like, okay, hold on a second. Some things I will do, something I just won't. And that's just one thing I won't do.
Well, you got to tell us why. Why is that like you're lined in the sand? No. Mm-hmm.
I don't have any problems with gay folks and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, you know,
Melissa,
you got me right next to Melissa too, right? I don't have any problem. I love gay women and all that. You know, gay guys, you know, do your thing. That's just not my cup of tea, baby.
But it's just like me saying, you know what? I'm all right with black people. I'm all right. You know what? I got a few black friends. It's fine. But you know what? This whole freaknik thing and all that, you know, I don't want to be around black people.
Right.
I'm okay with them.
Now, I'm around gay folks all the time.
Yeah, you're real close to one right now.
Yeah.
She's looking right at you.
and I've even mingled with them before. I have gay friends, you know. But mm-hmm. but seriously though,
I touched one once.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
No
I touched
way.
I swear to God, I touched a gay person.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it at the time, but I was like, I shook their hand, and then afterwards, Melissa's like, you know, he's gay, and I'm like, shut up!
Give me some Purell!
What's really weird is the next day, he got his hair lightened.
but you know what I thought about, though? About a week ago, Jeff wouldn't say, I love you to Bert. Dude has a line, right?
No, that's just because he doesn't
love me.
Did you just say dudes have morals?
No. I said dude has you know, he has his line.
I thought I heard morals slip out before the line.
I want to know, but hey, if you propose to Brandon, intern Brandon, in public, doesn't make you gay.
Listen, man, it's nothing that you could say, nothing that nobody could say, do
I'm just trying
anything
to get into your head. So
just to get nothing.
Why
I don't
do
feel
it?
Bad about
could
it.
I done it?
I flipped the coin on you. Would you have done it?
I could have done it, yeah. I would have had no problem doing it.
I think the only reason that...
Really?
No problem.
I would have thought either you or Jeff would have had trouble doing it.
I know me. I wouldn't be bothered by it, not even a little bit.
I think most men are way more homophobic than women are.
Absolutely. Absolutely, now, they are.
I would agree with that, but
I'm
for
not
me, it's
freaked out around lesbians. I prefer gay men to straight men.
And I've always wondered, sure, what is that homophobic? What does that really mean? Like, am I scared of gays? I don't really understand that term.
I would be right now. Look at Melissa staring at you.
No, I'm listening.
I'm trying to look your way, Jeff.
I'm just
listening.
It just seems like you're scared of the perspective or people's perspective of you being gay.
So what if somebody thought you were gay?
Who cares?
Oh, really? Okay. That's how y'all feel.
See, that's a little bit.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's how you feel. I don't
you
feel like that.
You would be embarrassed if somebody thought you were gay.
It's not true.
Why wouldn't you do the bit?
I didn't want to.
Why?
I didn't feel comfortable.
Why?
Yeah, we're trying to get at why.
Just
people would have perceived you as gay for a couple of seconds, and that really would have bothered you.
Yeah, that bothers me.
But even though you're not gay, you're straight.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it can't be like,
am I homophobic?
Like, I'm
surprised.
Yes. I think you're absolutely homophobic.
Really? Well, I don't know. You can call me what you want, really?
I think you really are gay.
I wonder if that doesn't bother me, though. Is it an insecurity in your own sexuality? Or is it, I don't know. Like, where does homophobia come from? Is it a fear? Like, why are you scared of being labeled gay?
You know what it
or
is?
Or why are you scared of being...
For guys, it's fourth grade.
But
it's an insult.
You don't want to be teased or taunted, but why? Because, like, you're insecure about your own straightness? You're not. You're straight as they come.
But it's more than that, though. You take that. It goes a little further with you. You know, it's just not. I mean, I can't break it down right here in the next 5 seconds. I just know that I wasn't comfortable with doing it. And I wasn't going to do it.
I appreciate you being honest. That's what I think. But we're not trying.
I don't
to,
think
like,
he's being honest. Though.
Chastise you. We're just trying to get to the bottom of it. He said I was uncomfortable
no,
with
being
it,
honest
but he
about
can't
it.
Define why he was uncomfortable.
You know what makes me uncomfortable?
Thinking.
You know what really makes me not being around gay people. That doesn't make me. What makes me uncomfortable is those real flashy gay dudes, and when I'm downtown and they try to talk to me and they don't, you know, that right there really makes me uncomfortable. I'm not cool with that.
But what is that? What does that say about you? Like, why is that scary? Why are you uncomfortable
with
that?
I'm not scared by it. It's just
they're not hitting on you.
I'm fascinated.
I've been hit on before.
Well, I tell you what the thing that makes me uncomfortable and yes, offends me is the fact that any minority saying anything, because you don't have the right to tell somebody else not to stereotype a race. And, you know, that to judge you and who don't know you and then turn around and say the flashy gay guys, I don't want them to touch me. That's what bothers me is.
Well, I wouldn't want anybody to touch me, to be honest with you. Any stranger shouldn't be touching me.
But I'm just
anyway.
Saying, but we know, let's be honest. We know what he's saying. And
no,
so
it's like they impose their sexuality on me sometimes. You know, I mean, not just me, but it's like when they're out there just being real, you know, real dramatic. It's like imposing. When it's towards me, not when they're doing it on them own, when they're doing it on their own. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when it's directed towards me.
But how do you? But is it directed towards you, or is it just like a weird paranoia thing?
It's been directed towards me, which makes me uncomfortable. Now, when it's being done, I don't know.
Do you think it's directed towards you because they know it makes you uncomfortable?
Probably.
Like they can see
I do
you
think
squirming,
some guys.
So.
Yeah, but, I would say that because in my single days, I've tried to talk to women that didn't want to be talked to. I've like pushed the envelope. So I know guys kind of pushed the envelope at times. So
if it was a woman that was all flamboyant and came up to you, same situation, would that bother you at all?
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah. But she's flamboyant with, it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No, it wouldn't.
Here's.
I missed that.
Hey,
like
Wayne.
Christmas morning present.
Hey, Wayne, go ahead.
I disagree with Carl, and I love this show, first of all, guys. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you.
And Carl, man, you sound so homophobic, and you say you don't understand what that means. It just seems like, you know, like you don't want to. They're people just like anybody else, and they're attracted to you. You should feel like it's a good thing that a male is attracted to you, but you don't have to welcome, you know, their offer. You know,
right.
You could deny it. Like, you know, someone gives you extra fries. No, thank you. I'm good today. Thank you.
I do.
And go on about your business.
But if you're curious, you can accept it. I mean, you can accept it, and you can probably work out an arrangement.
But it's just the message of it's lesser than. A message of it's so gross, and it's so bad, and it's so, you know, whatever the adjective, that you just can't be part of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the message it's sending, and it's, you know, and yeah, it's offensive. It's because you see me lesser than.
No, not at all. But you know what? Working up here, speaking with you, and I, when we work with when I work with DJ, intern DJ, mm-hmm. you know, just working with people like that, I have to be exposed to it. As a kid in my hood, I wasn't exposed to that, mm-hmm. so don't be mad at me because this is the way that I feel.
Right.
This is just the way that I feel. I wasn't exposed to it. It wasn't accepted.
Would that be okay for a white kid to say that about being scared of you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just grew up in a white neighborhood. I wasn't exposed to black people, and so I'm scared of you?
But as long as we're having a conversation, I can understand. I have no problem with the dude okay. expressing himself, and we're having some sort of conversation about it.
So if somebody somebody is on the street and sees you walking and they lock their doors or they walk on the other side of the street from you, you wouldn't be offended?
Oh, I'm definitely offended. But if they want to have some sort of conversation about it and explain to me why and the reasons why, what? There's been times when we've talked about the N-word around here. And I think, Jen, you were kind of surprised that it was still being kind of thrown around so loosely. And that surprised me because you're not exposed to it. So that really threw me off. Like, damn.
Because I don't think that it's used in the presence of white people.
But it is. And so,
as much.
And that's all I was
not
saying.
As much.
No. But Burke's the only one who uses
right?
But I think the difference is you expect white people to evolve in their perception of black people so that they don't lock their doors and go across the street and do all this
right.
stuff. And you're expected to do the same.
And I am.
But I think you said he is. Like you said, hanging out with DJ and you and
yeah.
Bert, it, you know.
Here is that surge. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, good morning. I love you guys.
What's up, man? Thank you.
I'm a black man that plays both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm bisexual. Now, one of the things that I want to distinguish first off is that, you know, we're talking, you bring up the race issue versus a sexual activity issue. And it's a little confusing for black men to deal with that. So one of the things I wanted to mention is that black men do not, first of all, I'm not going to typify all black people come from the ghettos or all black people come from the streets, mm-hmm. but we have a lot of challenges against us to begin with. And in the black community, as far as my experience goes, being homosexual is considered a disease. It's a white disease of behavior. And we don't. You know, and it also makes you less of a man to be considered even openly.
Check
this
out.
That's why we
without using names here, I was hanging out with a very popular and famous R&B person a couple of weeks ago who told me that he is constantly being invited to play at gay functions. He's a black R&B star, and he can't. He's not homophobic, but he can't do it because if he starts to get known in the gay community as being open to playing those events, then people will associate him as gay and he will lose his R&B credibility and he'll never work again.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean,
and when you say that Carl's, I don't think Carl's afraid. I don't think there's a fear issue there. I mean, it will create an atmosphere of fear on the outside because it's a behavioral thing.
Right.
You see all the cues that say, he must be scared or something like that. It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of what the social implications are down the road. If
perception.
Someone sees him in public with proposing to another man, you can't control that information once it starts. You
but
know,
how do we change? You know, I mean, how do you think the black community is going to evolve from that? Because they have to.
Well, I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. They have to. I've had to fight against it most of my life. I mean, I've just outed myself on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, so
oh, wow.
I just did it. You know,
good
I'm probably going to have to deal with that when I get to work. If anybody listens to Q100,
but so you're going to have a whole bunch of people saying, "Did I hear you on Q100 today?"
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you nervous about that?
Well, you know, I've never actually hidden anything, but I don't volunteer the information because that's a sexual activity for me, and I don't necessarily make that a public forum. Especially at work. But if someone came up to ask me and says, "I heard you on Q100, I heard you say some interesting things," I'd say, "Yeah, that happened. I said it."
Well, you know?
And I got to say, big up to this dude, man, because like he said, in the black community, and it's not a black and white thing all the time, but it's just a reality. You may not understand because you didn't come up in the black community, but I got to say to this dude, man, big up to you, man, because it takes a lot to come out in the black community. First of all, it takes a lot to come out as being gay, period. Then in the black community, I got to say that, man, because it's not easy, dude, and you know that.
Wow.
It's definitely not easy. I've gone for both men and women because it's an intellectual thing for me too. that I can be in love with one person or another, regardless of their gender. Mm-hmm. But, you know, most gays would think that's straddling the fence.
I'd be very interested to talk to you on Monday to find out how the conversations went at work and what happens over the weekend. And actually, to check in with you, make sure you're doing okay.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, they've been considering it's a real stodgy firm. You know, there may be people that just don't want to talk about that either.
There may be one guy in the firm who comes up to you and says, hey, listen, we're doing the radio this morning. All right, hold on the line. Carl's going to get your number.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.